B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Well, let's see. A 21-year-old man in Argentina decided to remove a tattoo. He decided to do it himself with a cheese grater.
Oh my God!
What?
His friend told local media that the young man had the tattoo and then a week later decided he wanted to join the airport police and he worried that he wouldn't get the job with a visible tattoo.
Yeah, you're the kind of guy we're looking for here at the airport. Kind of guy who removes his tattoo with a cheese grater.
He also said that he found the method of removing the tattoo on YouTube and added that it, quote, hurt and bled a lot.
It was uncomfortable, I'll be honest.
He says he later returned to the hospital for a tetanus shot. Local media says the incident actually occurred in August of last year, but the photos have only just come to light recently.
Now, give me my gun.
Yeah. Police have found a mountain of 13.5 tons of gold and a haul of $37 billion in cash.
Whoa.
In a raid on the home of an allegedly corrupt ex-mayor in China. Chinese officials came across the incredible mounds of gold bullion while searching his house. Zhang Kui, a former mayor and member of the Community Party, was undergoing a review by the National Supervisory Commission. He will now have even more explaining to do after police uncovered the multi-billion dollar haul in his basement.
This is why we no longer have holiday parties.
Evidence was also discovered that he owned a vast portfolio of luxury properties. Officials convicted of economic crimes faced the death penalty in China.
Yeah, they're very lenient.
Video shows investigators sifting through the giant pile of gold bars. Some is just stacked on the floor while other pieces of gold are wrapped in bags on metal shelves. The approximate value of a ton of pure gold alone is around $37 million. They found 13.5 tons
God
of gold.
God almighty! And how long did it take before people realized this was missing?
Yeah, I don't know. Cash found at the property was in various currencies such as dollars, Chinese yuan, and euros as well. I've never heard of anything that big before. That's unbelievable. Three suspected drug smugglers survived in shark-infested Pacific waters by clinging for hours to floating bales of cocaine.
Don't tell me cocaine doesn't save.
Colombia's Navy said on Tuesday the three Colombians were suspected of smuggling 1.2 tons of cocaine from Colombia when their boat was hit by a wave Saturday and capsized. By the time the men were picked up around 30 nautical miles from Tumaco by Colombian Coast Guard vessels, they've been in the water for about 7 hours.
Wouldn't you imagine that cocaine would sink?
Yeah, but I guess maybe it had air in it.
Yeah.
Or another. The men were taken ashore along with the floating bales, which tested positive for cocaine hydrochloride. The men were in good health and will face charges of drug trafficking. And the search was continuing with a fourth man whom the men said was with them.
Can we have our cocaine back?
This is pretty wild. Steve sent me over this article. I believe it was from The Enquirer. The author is Nick Vadala. A documentary focusing on a Philadelphia woman who archived about 1 million hours of television news coverage across 70,000 video cassettes and 30 years of recording is finally coming to theaters. Filmmaker Matt Wolf unveiled a trailer of local release date for Recorder, the Marion Stokes Project. We have so many guests today, I had to fit this in somewhere, so I put it in the Bizarre File. The film screened here in Philadelphia in June, but the film will return to the city on November 22nd at the Ritz at the Boers as part of a larger release. Stokes was a Philadelphia native who continuously recorded TV around the clock from 1979 until her death in 2012 at the age of 83.
Never stopped recording.
Her story first gained attention in 2013 when the Internet Archive in California began digitizing Stokes' collection of videotapes to create a searchable database of footage. And this film examines who Stokes was as a person, but also what she was doing. A Rittenhouse Square resident at the time of her death, the former librarian amassed a fortune after investing in Apple stock at $7.
Which is what I could have done years ago.
And she was also an activist and card-carrying communist who became a target of FBI surveillance due to her political affiliations. Wolf said the Recorder does not attempt to... He's the director, is... I said who it was earlier.
Yeah,
Matt Wolf. Matt Wolf said that the Recorder does not attempt to draw a conclusion about whether Stokes was simply a hoarder or a collector. Ultimately, Stokes' collection of footage grew so large that if you were to watch 8 hours worth of tapes per day, it would take about 342 years to view the entire thing.
And on videotape, which, tends to degrade after a while.
Well, they're digitizing.
Yeah, I know. There's all these moments in history caught.
Altogether, the tapes weighed approximately 31 tons.
Jesus.
Stokes' son, Michael, said, "My mother had a keen sense of the uniqueness of her mission. She would resist forcefully anybody who told us that this was useless or a waste of time."
She also recorded Alf, Casey.
Oh, my God, yeah, that's great. That
she, in addition to the news,
okay,
Alf.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
So more than 330 coins were found in the stomach of a dead alligator in Nagoya Zoo.
Oh, boy.
Apparently having been swallowed over a span of decades as visitors tossed spare change into the pond while making a wish. The death of the alligator at Hagashima Zoo and Botanical Gardens...
Was the death as a result of the coins?
...was not related to the trove of largely 5 and 10 yen coins, but a veterinarian at the facility advised that throwing coins in the alligator pond would not bring good fortune. The alligator was brought to the zoo in 1965 and died at the estimated age of 54. An autopsy showed no signs that the reptile had developed any type of organ failure due to the coins, as alligators have a habit of storing pebbles in their stomachs to facilitate digestion.
Interesting.
The old alligator could have swallowed coins together with pebbles.
Do they use it as ballast as well?
It doesn't indicate that. Though through the first two decades of its life at the zoo, visitors could only view alligators through a glass screen. But since the opening of a pond with an elevated passage in 1989, visitors have been able to observe from high above without a physical barrier. And since that time, visitors have occasionally thrown coins into the alligator pond. A sign asking guests not to do so appears to have had little effect. They had said it didn't kill him.
When you were a kid, did you go down to the pond and feed bread to the alligators?
Of course. Yeah. It was always a sweet little thing.
It was
thing.
Always wonderful.
Yeah. New Hampshire fish and game biologists and local conservation officers helped coax a moose out of a swimming pool Tuesday night in Bedford.
A moose?
Yeah, a moose. Absolutely. Officials said the young bull moose accidentally found its way into our pool and was unable to get out after several hours, in part because the pool had no stairs.
You said a moose?
And this is not working, Casey. Sorry. Oh, I said a moose, yes. So moose are in their rut season right now, by the way.
Okay, so they're depressed and they're not up to their game.
Well, they're looking...
Oh, you mean the sex thing?
They're looking for mates. Oh, okay. Yeah, they're not in a rut.
I'm just in a rut.
They're in
I'm in a rut. Here I am in a pool. I don't know where I am.
The younger moose will wander long distances struggling to find a female.
If I don't hear my moose drop within seconds...
It's not working! I keep pushing the button and it's not...
It's one of my favorite drops.
Frickin' working.
Mm. All right. There's only so much more we can stall on the moose story.
So crews at the scene placed a set of wooden steps into the pool and...
I want my drop now.
And slowly coaxed the moose out. And he was able to climb up and out of there. So you're not going to get your moose drop. See right here, it says source inactive.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to get you.
Why don't you forget about the moose?
Thank you, Nick, for giving it to us.
It was actually pretty good. It was close enough, Nick.
Officials shared the video on social media as a reminder that the moose breeding season is beginning to ramp up as bulls, like the one that got stuck in the pool, are searching around the state for a mate. Man, that's the only reason I brought that whole freaking moose story up in the first place.
I could pull it up on my YouTube.
Why don't you forget about the moose?
For a moment.
All right, I have time for one more story, and that's it.
I hope it's a moose story.
No, it's not. A Texas high school cheerleader didn't think twice before rushing to rescue a choking 2-year-old boy.
Was a moose choking the boy?
No, but this was happening during Rockwall High School's homecoming parade. 17-year-old Tyra Winters saw a woman in the crowd waving and calling for help. She was on one of the floats. And the woman's son was starting to turn blue after choking on a piece of candy. Winters jumped off the float, tilted the boy, gave him 3 back thrusts, which dislodged the candy. So she saved his
life. She's a hero. And she's a super cheerleader.
Jumped off of a float in the middle of a homecoming parade in
and
order
rode
to
off valiantly on a moose.
Why don't you forget the moose? For a moment.
All right. And that is what I have.
I'm going through withdrawal.
In the Bizarre File. I feel cheated.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.